Rescue teams continue to dig through the rubble of buildings shattered by Wednesday's earthquake in the Indonesian port of Padang. They're looking for people feared trapped, and the United Nations says more than 1,000 have been killed. Aid to thousands of displaced survivors has started trickling in, but rescue operations in and around the West Sumatran capital of 900,000 people have been hampered by power blackouts and a lack of heavy equipment to shift fallen masonry. Michelle Hoff of Caritas Internationalis spoke about the other difficulties aid agencies face.
The death toll is indeed rising. In these sort of situations, it's very, very difficult to get an accurate reading of how many people have been injured, how many people have been killed, what damage has been done, for various reasons. One is often it's difficult to gain access to the place because, for example, the airport was closed to Padang, and also it's difficult to get there by road. And now that there is more access and there is also improved communications access, there is news coming through of at least hundreds of people dead and thousands still buried under rubble. For Caritas, the big issue at the moment is carrying out evaluations and assessments of the damage and of the number of people who will need help. Often in emergency situations, Caritas will provide tents and hygiene kits and kits for cooking because people who've lost their homes in an earthquake will have lost absolutely everything. They won't have any way to cook. They won't have clothes. They won't have, obviously, shelter. And a number of people have fled their homes and they've been very afraid to return. There was an aftershock a number of hours after the initial earthquake, and people, obviously, even if their houses are still standing, are going to be very reluctant to get back into those houses with the risk that there are going to be more aftershocks and more damage and the possibility of houses collapsing.